There's no, well, there would be very few. Now again, you'll go back to a small percent. And you see, you got a great grind in church, in school, and at home too. You knew certain things were taboo without they ever telling you, and you had a natural modesty. All children are born with it, and you just had to mind yourself. But if a girl did, there was a poor future for her. If the mother, like, the disgrace of the family was there, and unless the mother would want to be, some mothers would hold them and keep them at home. But then overripe brothers, it was always, the brothers would be in the house and the mother hide her, try to hide her. But I thought a very sad thing. One night I was talking to a taxi man, and he was telling me that he had a job, and he was up in Spangle Hill, and the little girl was being taken away down to Besborough. That was the place where the babies were with no fathers. They wouldn't be accepted in the hospitals, you see. And he thought, like, the saddest, the lot was a neighbour, took her down. So there was always some good neighbour, and Cork women were strong and they were good. And the girl would always have someone that would stand by her. If her mother didn't, there'd be a neighbour, an aunt, or someone that stood with her and would try and help her on.
Would it be more difficult then for her to get married later on?
It would, because the men probably would look down on her a little too, and it would be hard for her. You know, there was many a lovely girl, and you'd see, they might marry an old funny fella after, because if your mother didn't bring you out of Bedbury, you were kept in, and any old fella that wanted a wife, old fellas know that no one look with, could go down there and they could get a wife, one of them lovely girls. Maybe I met one lovely woman, lovely and clean, and she met an old fella, and then, her life, I'd say, was hell after, because she was a lot too nice for him. But you see, you'd be left out then if someone was to care you. Yeah?